by the way, is the light. That's what we're responding to. That's what's arriving. That's what's going to manifest this new affordability of true involvement. So in essence, our true self is involved in our very presence, is involved in our very life, is involved in our very nature. And so we want to remember we're the ones that are in charge of bringing this light into being, into fruition, into establishment. So what we tend to do is we tend to judge the shadows. So the shadows are talking and saying things and proclaiming and directing and doing all these gestures that we feel are unkind to self. So we want to realize that we are the creators, we are the masters, and we're orchestrating our destiny by choosing the highest approach. And the highest approach is signaling our readiness for triumph. In other words, we've been entitled to experiencing powerlessness because it's the alignment that we've been proclaiming. So that's the old way. That's the belief in separation. That's the belief in it all being outside. So the kind gesturing is when we come into our own establishment and receiving the Christ energies. So just imagine these energies of light that are pouring in, that are bringing you into completion, that are bringing you into further establishment and persuasion. And these are the energies that are creating the new. So instead of believing in distancing, instead of believing in sorrow, we are advancing as the creator status. So again, we're no longer following our past gesturing. So we're going to receive that in 3D. It's still going to be a little sticky for a little while longer. So we all need to hang in there. But the triumph comes as we signal our new tomorrow. So as you will receive your light, as you will receive God's mercy, as you will receive our new flowering of understanding, we are the ones that are sowing the seeds that are creating the new birthing reality. So it's important that we allow that and acknowledge that and pay tribute to that, because what we confess, what we profess, what we focus on, what we rise, what we give emphasis to is creating our new tomorrows. So what we're learning how to do is to release the stronghold of suffering, to release the constant batter, and that's like agreeing with the old consciousness. So we're allowing it to travel on by. In other words, what's set in motion is going to continue until it runs its course. So while it's sort of still in motion, still doing its thing, we're moving into proclamation. So allow yourselves to receive this golden entry. And so the golden entries, just imagine this gateway that is filled with light, that's bringing forth our destined reality. So our destined reality is just a touchstone away. It's just like a skip and a jump, and there you are. So we want to understand that we are mothering this. We're birthing this. We're bringing forth the new reality as we will, bring forth the realization that it's soon at hand. So soon at hand is, it's right at my fingertips. It's right in my arrival. So we are the ones that are allowing ourselves to align with love, align with assurance, align with our destiny, align with this proclamation of retrieval. So the retrieval, again, is opening up to who we've always been. So it's our divine presence. It's our divine glory. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive our full embodiment, this is the energy, this is the attunement that brings forth all new creative influence. So whatever is serving our birthing instructions, what we have each proclaim what we have each been given. In other words, we're all bringing forth the new entry. And so whatever is in our, you know, our basket, and whatever is already asserted. So this is what we stand ready to receive and proclaim and bring forth. It's simply waiting for our yes. So if we can imagine that all of this holy assurance, it's all around us. It's simply waiting for our acknowledgement. So it's very important that we each get stirred. And what they mean by stirred is leaving the old influence. In other words, it's still going to be in motion because it was set in motion. So it's like we're not going to like really expect the outer to change immediately. What we're doing is we're setting the picnic table, we're setting the arrival, we're setting love's assurance. So as we will receive, and we're receiving it in our higher heart. So this is why it's so very necessary that we release all of the entrapment, all of the fear, all of the anger, especially towards self. So a lot of us understand the preview. In other words, we understand we're light holders and we're a teeny weeny bit too hard on ourselves. So it's like, well, wait a minute, how come everything isn't in 5D yet? So we want to get very used to having kinder gesturing, kinder allowance, especially to self, because what we're doing is quite substantial. And it takes a little bit of love's assurance, because it's like totally shifting. It's almost like turning the Titanic around. It takes a couple of movements. So the more that we get into this common place of arrival, in other words, to give yourself like this birthing spot, just imagine this like energetic, luminous egg that's surrounding you. And it's like your receivership, it's your protection. It's just when I'm like just moving my arms, it's like this weaving of light. This weaving of light is surrounding you and helping you find your current placement. So your current placement is what already is. So just imagine there are just a multitude, a many number of realities, parallel realities, side by side by side by side. Just imagine like a loaf of bread that's been cut up, slice, 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 slice. And so what we are doing is creating movement. We're creating movement. So it's like things in 3D are gonna do their thing, and as they're doing their thing, we are on the move because we are shifting into parallel realities. And we can do this very, very quickly as we will join hands with our loveliness. So join hands with our loveliness is to coincide with grace, to coincide with richness, to coincide with our heavenly journey. So again, they're saying higher indicators. So in other words, just imagine like you're rock climbing and like you're looking for the next place to put your foot. Like you may not be there yet, but you know your placement is certain. Like you have full, you would not be doing this if you didn't have full confidence that there's gonna be a next placement for your arrival. So just like if you were climbing, rock climbing or whatever, it's like you take your time, slow and steady, but you keep in pace. In other words, you stay involved, you stay present, and steady as you go, you move into your next domicile. So this is what we're doing. The more that we can realize that we're on the move, it's gonna very much help us to stay in the game, because sometimes what they're saying is like, we just get so defeated, like, oh my gosh, all this work and nothing's changing. So we wanna kind of have that patience and realize that we're accumulating the light, we're accumulating our soulful address. So in other words, to be purging and transmuting all of this, all of these lifetimes, and to be doing it in this very indicator, in other words, in this particular life, we're kind of clearing out, cleaning out a basket. Just think of like oh, I don't know, some kind of pot or vase that hasn't been, excuse me, cleaned out in a while. So it may not all get cleaned in the first wash through. You may have to do a little scrubbing or soak it in the sink a little bit. So the more that we can stay involved in the upright positioning to really understand, to settle in there, to realize these energies are self-consuming. In other words, what's going to keep occurring is as we keep increasing that energy and that energy, we're going to start feeling that shift. So as we feel that shift, you may feel like, well, nothing's changing in the outer, but understand that we're increasing in our velocity, we're increasing in our speed, we're increasing in our new timetable. And so some of these shifts, it may look like everything's the same, but it isn't, because you're suddenly going to feel like love's increase. In other words, I'm still reacting, but I'm not taking as long, or I'm not reacting as much, or I bounce back faster, or I'm holding love more complete. What also is happening is you're having heavenly vision of reach. In other words, because of everything that we've already explored, it's getting easier and easier to find those last levels that were really unconscious. So some of us are saying are getting a little bit too defeated too early, because you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like there's no hope. But we want to remember the reason this is coming upon us is because we have been circulating, we have been attending, we have been restoring. So it's like now we have the sure emphasis, in other words, the spiritual strength to really bring up those last indicators. So as we will receive love's harmony. So when I'm saying, when they're saying, excuse me, receiving love's harmony, there is grace like in plentiful. The grace is plentiful, and that's the only way I can explain it, is because we're so self-involved, because we've been taking that time and doing that healing work and doing that clearing work. They're showing me like take the lead card. So that take the lead card, that is very, very powerful fire energy. I mean, it's just power. So that's what we want to receive. We want to receive that power. We want to receive that higher indicator. And we want to receive that kindest gesturing to really understand the power that we're becoming acquainted with, that's backing us, that's supporting us as we do this very, I'll put this in words, like I want to say important, but it's so beyond important. Like important doesn't even begin to touch how relevant. So when they say like auspicious is the only phrase that even comes close to expressing how delighted and sure of our success and supported and just delighted our higher selves are, our divine witness, the masters, the angels, that are all here helping us make this transfer. Now they're showing me Ace of Wands. So again, it's like all things are now possible. So as you will receive this in your higher heart, this feeling that all things are now possible. So what this means is your old life is really history. Like in other words, the old timetable, like where you were stuck, you know, this has always been an issue, all that kind of stuff. It actually isn't. It actually isn't. So it's for us to receive the place, remember Ace of Wands, new beginnings, that new hopefulness, that now is the time of kind transferring. So remember, slices of bread, parallel realities, it's like many, many versions of self. Just imagine like, we'll just use 10 for an example, like 10 versions of Earth, 10 versions of you. And so as you will join hands with your beloved, so the beloved is our I Am presence, our true self. As you will join hands, you want to consider yourself taken. So consider yourself taken is, I'm now in my delight. I'm now in my new delight. I'm now in my soul's advantages. So I no longer have to respond to that old, what would be that word, like that self that was just sort of kind of like that parasitic energy where the ego is took us over in a sense, where we're not breathing, aligning, speaking, drawing from our truest sense. It's like that's done. That's like old past consideration. So as you will receive your guiding light, again, we're being guided to our destiny. We're being guided to our holiness. We're being guided to our ascended grace. And they're just showing me like the pumpkin that then becomes the carriage and Cinderella. So it's like the gifts of the Magi are all amongst us. So allow that glimmering light to be received and to come alive. So come alive is receive that new indicator. So what you focus on, how you respond to life, your outpicturing of consciousness is made anew, so that you see new choices. So I just see like addictive structures just crumbling. So addictions are not only the drink, you know. Addictions are old mental constructs. So this is where we're opening up to new riches. Allow yourself to receive. And they're saying like, and receive plenty, and receive plentiful. All is available in the now moment. All is present. All is certain. So certain is, this is where we want to pay tribute to our higher self, because we are certain of our achievement is the reason we're stepping forward. We're stepping forward because we're certain. We understand our power. We understand grace. We understand we have the power of choice. And we're asserting our heavenly values, so we're stepping into our new holy provisions. Oh, I thank you one and all for attending, because, how do I put this in words? It's like I just see this unicorn that's just in procession, showing us new engagement, showing us new reality. So remember, there's no reality out there. It's a reality of our choosing. So we're the ones creating the sunshine, creating, they're saying God's glory. Again, God being our God self in form, manifesting our new delivery. Receive on all levels. All levels also includes our future. So something that's occurring in the future that we're no longer aligned with that consciousness that would have dictated that, time is dropping. That's how we drop time, because we're already in our new tomorrow. Like we've already gone past. So it's almost like, oh, I don't have to teach that to the class because they already learned it another way. And so we're proceeding onward. They're saying with delight, don't forget delight.